Lesson 2. Building an effective group. Groups can be useful vehicles for accomplishing a goal, but it can be challenging to make sure that they function well. In order to build an effective group, as a leader, you have an important role to play in creating an environment that is conducive to group members thriving, working, and working well together. This lesson includes tips for you as a leader to ensure that your group succeeds. When you complete this lesson, you will be able to 1. Understand the basic building blocks of an effective group, and 2. Start to facilitate discussions among members on important ideas, such as values, vision, and organization of the group. Start with good relationships. The first step to building an effective group is to start with establishing good relationships. The most successful groups are ones where members enjoy working together. When groups find ways to make their work enjoyable, build positive relationships, and celebrate their successes, even in difficult circumstances, their members are less likely to get tired and frustrated, and it reduces the possibility of conflict. This is important for social change work, as the goals are often difficult to achieve, and it may take a long time for positive results to be seen. So it is very important that group members feel that they're enjoying the process, even if their work does not always result in victory. Build from a foundation of common values. As discussed in the first lesson of this podcast, the most successful groups grow out of relationships that are based on common values. What members believe in, their overall purpose for doing their work, and the sense of fulfillment they get from their work. Strong groups have a good fit between members' values and those of the organization. Group members reflect on their values, uphold them, and build their work from these beliefs. Define the group's aspirations. Aspirations collectively articulate a group's sense of purpose and direction. Without defining this, the group can become unfocused and shift away from its original intent. Therefore, it is very important to express the group's purpose and direction through vision and mission statements. A group's vision is the overriding principle that guides an organization. It defines what members want the group to be and the society or world it hopes to help create. The two main questions to consider as you are developing a vision statement are: what are the values or beliefs that inform your work? What would you ultimately hope to accomplish as a result of your efforts? An organization's mission is a formal, short, written statement of the organization's purpose. It should reflect what the group is, what the group aims to do or achieve, who the work is aimed at and who it is done with, and how the group does its work in broad terms, meaning what methods it uses. Build the organization. Once the group's vision and mission have been laid out, a group can begin to establish the appropriate structures, policies, and procedures. Strong groups pay attention to issues such as how members make decisions, what the group's structure is, for example, leaders, members, volunteers, how members deal with conflict, how the group runs its meetings, whether the group has the policies and procedures in place that it needs, and so on. Organizational structure defines the governance and management of the organization, and also includes a delineation of specific roles and responsibilities between parts of the organization. Policies and procedures also guide decision-making and other actions within the organization. Get resources. Resources include the materials, time, skills, and money that a community group needs to do its work. A strong group will have a budget that outlines how much money the group needs and for what specific purposes, as well as strong financial management and record-keeping systems. At some point, you may realize that you need to do some fundraising in order to be able to implement your activities. More than ever, remember the importance of maintaining high ethical standards and following the law. Learn from your experiences. A strong group takes time to critically observe how the implementation of activities goes and seeks to learn from successes and challenges. The purpose of this is to find out whether your activities are taking place on time and are effective, as well as whether strategies need to be adapted to ensure the best possible results. This is an ongoing process of asking yourself what is working and what could be better. Establish networks and partnerships. Sometimes community groups find it useful to work closely with other groups. In some cases, these collaborations, often referred to as coalitions, are based on skill sharing, expertise, or funding. In other cases, you may decide to carry out your activities side by side with other groups. So what exactly is a coalition, and why would your group join or build one? A coalition is a temporary union between two or more groups for the purpose of gaining more influence or power than the individual groups or parties can hope to achieve on their own. By focusing on their common beliefs and goals, all of the member groups can build their strength and get an advantage on issues of common interest. The primary reason for forming, joining, or building a coalition is to gain more influence and power than an individual organization has on its own. By working together, the groups are able to accomplish more together than they would on their own. Once partners have agreed to form a coalition and come to an agreement about all the various aspects of the coalition, the hard part is actually maintaining the coalition and making it work so that it achieves its goals and is a win-win for everyone involved. Here are some suggestions for how you can maintain a strong coalition. 1. Maintain trust. Keep the philosophy of your own group, but be sensitive to others in the coalition to build and maintain the trust among participating organizations. 2. Hold decision-maker meetings. Decision-makers within the group will need to have regular meetings to maintain communication, ensure ongoing trust, and resolve any differences that may arise. 3. Maintain strong internal communication. Partners will need to maintain communication among one another and within each involved group. 4. Maintain strong external communication. Partners will need to maintain agreed-upon procedures for dealing with the public, the press, the government, and outside groups.